have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh. Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Like I should. What's going on, people? It is Friday. It Friday. Brian Kamenetsky is in for Ireland. All right, so Jared Goff, I was a relentless defender of Jared Goff when he was in town, and he did take us to the Super Bowl in 2018. Now, I don't know if you realize this or not, but I learned this from Matthew Berry on his Peacock show. The number 3 quarterback for fantasy this year.
Uh-huh.
Jared Goff.
That's right.
The number 30 quarterback this year for fantasy, Matthew Stafford.
30?
Number 30.
Now, I didn't think it was that bad.
No, in fairness to him, it's the offensive line. Like, they got a guy,
sure,
you know, that was in street clothes last week playing center. So he got sacked 7 times, got hit 11 times, I understand it. They have not generated a lot of offense so far this year. But, unfortunately, I faced Jared Goff in fantasy this week, and I think he is going to destroy my 4-0 start.
After all you've done for him.
After all I have done
for
him.
You were the only person
I believe
willing
in Jared
to
Goff.
Defend Jared Goff while he was still here.
Yeah, now he's lighting it up for a really bad team.
Yep. That actually is a great formula for your fantasy quarterback.
Go to a bad team and get the quarterback?
But they got a bad defense.
Bad defense, right.
They got some dudes on offense now.
Yeah, they scored.
Not so bad.
Scored something like 46 points.
They're scoring tons and tons of points. I drafted Amon-Ra St. Brown in both of my leagues.
Oh, yeah? How is your team?
I am 1-3 in one, but I have like the 3rd most points. Just bad luck.
Because, you know, the wager for me is if I were to finish last, I'd get a last place mace tattoo on my ass.
God, the amount of jokes that you could tell.
Yeah, I know.
You just can't.
You guys, yeah.
I go through the checklist. Nope. Nope.
Can't do that one.
Satellite, here we come.
4-0.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
How long did it take for your eyebrow to grow back?
You know, surprisingly, I felt like it was back in a month.
It looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a normal eyebrow.
It actually looks more bushy than the other one.
It may be more bushy. It may have come in stronger than the other one. All right, let's talk Dodgers. Dodgers Tuesday night against either the Padres or the Mets. So Houston Mitchell is a great LA Times writer, and I get a newsletter from him all the time. If you don't get the newsletter, you should. I don't know how you get it, but go to latimes.com and figure it out.
Give a man a fish, teach a man a fish.
Exactly. So here is what he says about the postseason pitching roster. He says, these are the locks. Julio Urias, Clayton Kershaw, Tyler Anderson, Tony Gonsolin in the rotation. And Gonsolin will probably go, you know, 3-4 innings. He's not stretched
back
out
yet, right.
Evan Phillips, Alex Vesia, Brusdar Graterol, Tommy Canley, Chris Martin, Yency Almonte, and Andrew Heaney. So that leaves 2 spots. And here are the options. If Blake Treinen were to be healthy, and do we suspect he's healthy at all?
He was pitching off of a mound. He was pitching to live hitters, but I don't think he's
so
ready.
Probably not.
A mound of what?
Yeah.
Pitching mound.
Okay, good. That's a
normal
start.
Pitching mound.
No, that's a start.
Dustin May, what do we think? Is he in or out?
He's supposed to be closer than Treinen, but they expect him to be ready.
Okay. So if May is in, that means, and Treinen is out, that means there's one spot. And the choices are Caleb Ferguson, David Price, and Craig Kimbrell.
Hmm. I know who I'm not putting on that list.
Do you?
I do.
The guy with the funky
floppy elbow, man, is not on my roster.
I got news for you.
I'm not watching that.
I want Kimbrell.
Why?
Because if I need a strikeout in a key situation, I feel better about him than I do about Caleb Ferguson and David Price.
You know what else I feel like, though? If I'm the other team and I need a home run in a really key situation, I also feel better about Kimbrell in that situation.
So you would say, which one of those guys would you say? David Price, Caleb Ferguson?
Ferguson's been a little better. hasn't he? Over the Price has been kind of
lately. Ferguson hasn't been good.
No, he's striking out a lot of guys, but he's also walking a lot of guys. And in the postseason, walking a lot
of
guys
that's very bad.
Is very, very bad.
How much do we trust Price, though?
So I trust Price, but I don't know what situation you bring him in for. Whereas, like Mace is saying with Kimbrel.
Well, string lefties, I mean, you might bring in David Price.
Yeah, maybe, but it's also, it has to be the right situation with the right part of the order. Whereas with Kimbrel, there's specific times where you're like, I need a strikeout right here, right now. This is the guy I'm bringing in. There's a specific spot for
him. And he does generate. So would Kimbrel
I would
be
go Kimbrel also between those three, yeah.
Yeah, see, we're both on Kimbrel. We love that.
And you guys are definitely closer and better on this than I am. I mean,
he's not closing games.
Look, he's not going to get a save.
Oh, God, no.
But he is going to be, he could be used in a key high leverage situation when you need a strikeout.
Isn't that worse, though? Yeah. I don't want to hear the words Craig Kimbrel and key high leverage situation in the same sentence.
You need a strikeout? I'm not afraid to go to Kimbrel if I have to.
Oh, you are afraid. You might get what you want out of it, and it might be your best choice, but you're still afraid. Come on.
You're thinking it's more along the lines of 11th inning. You know, you got a couple guys on base. You have two outs. You need a strikeout. Possibly
something like that.
Yeah. I mean, he's not coming
in. It is hard to imagine what situation I would feel comfortable with Craig Kimbrel.
Would you feel comfortable in the fifth inning with one out and you have a runner on first?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
You know when
Kimbrel, when was the last time Kimbrel pitched
in the
fifth inning?
With the other ones, maybe Ferguson, but
you know what Kimbrel would be good at if we're up 9-5.
Good at this,
and it's a fifth inning.
They can't see you. It's radio.
I understand.
Right? I mean, he's a mop up man now.
He is. So if you're down, you're down or up 7-2.
And what happens to Kimbrel in the head if he's finding out that he's not being used in those situations, that he's coming in the fifth inning with a big lead or a big deficit? I mean, how does he pitch then, given the fact that he's been a closer his whole life?
He's been doing it for the last month.
Yeah.
He's actually been pretty good, but he's still giving up. He's walking guys,
He's
too.
Walking guys. That's the big problem, walking guys.
So you're getting the same thing with Ferguson and Kimbrel, so it makes it difficult.
Okay. So I gave an assignment to everybody.
What happened
today
to this pitching staff?
It's a good pitching staff.
No, I'm saying, but like half of these names, like, you know, when you think of like maybe Dustin May, but it's like, again, I go back to what I said, you know, earlier. It's like, think about how many games they won and how many people haven't been there that are supposed to be.
Right.
It's amazing.
No, it is the absolute most loaded team in 20 years in Major League Baseball.
It's incredible. But like their ability to find Evan Phillips,
exactly.
Just find these dudes.
Yep.
It's amazing. And
they're
like
just smarter.
Muncy's been terrible.
Yep.
And you know, Bellinger is hitting like 170.
Yeah.
I mean. But and yet,
this is what they do. Chris Martin, that little trade that they made at the trade deadline. Chris Martin's really good. They plucked him from the Braves, didn't they?
Yep.
Look at Tyler Anderson. There's the best example.
It's phenomenal.
Tyler Anderson, they sign as a free agent. A throwaway, right?
He's actually paying the Dodgers to pitch for them.
Yeah. No, he's been unbelievable.
You can be really rich, which is a competitive advantage in any sport.
Yep.
You can be really smart, which is a competitive advantage in any sport. When you are rich and smart, that's why they've won, was it 13 straight?
No, 14 straight. They didn't win the division last year.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
But they made the playoffs.
Is it
playoffs.
9 of 10?
What was it? Playoff. I meant playoff.
Playoffs. Yeah. Right. They've been. Yeah. How many years consecutively have they been in the playoffs?
Like every 10 years in a row.
Something like that.
They won the division 9 of 10 years.
And it should be noted the year last year where they didn't win the division, they won 106 games.
Yeah, 106 games, exactly.
Which usually gets it done.
See, I think the challenge is going to be, again, the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves are really good. Loaded line. By the way, and good for a long time. Mm-hmm. Young guys like Austin Riley that they've signed to long-term deals. I think the Braves are going to be the team that gives us trouble. I'm not so worried about the Mets, who had a bad September, the Padres, who we were 14-5 against this year. I'm not as worried. I mean, it's a real series. It's a you got
to
win it.
Any of these teams are good enough to beat anybody else.
But the Braves in a seven is... Is epic.
Didn't work out for him. When they won, it was real close to going the other way.
Yeah. All right. So I did a little on this date. I'm, I'm going to do Chris Morales on this date in 2010.
Take it away, Mace.
Take it away, Shadano.
Hey, everyone.
So on this date in 2010, the movie The Social Network was released, which is a phenomenal movie that I honestly is almost like comfort. Like if it's on, it's on Prime. Sometimes I'll think, what's on? And I'll just say, I think I'll watch The Social Network again. It's such a good movie. So I posed this question to everybody. I'm curious at the answers. What are the five best movies since 2010? Basically in the tens, in the last 12 years. Social Network for me is absolutely one of them. That's the conversation
really
starter. But everybody has put together a list of five, and we'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. It Friday. Hey, what's going on, people? Brian Kamenitsky's in for John today. Big weekend of football. Tomorrow, USC is home to Washington State. They are 13.5-point favorites. And even as a Trojan fan, I would say I would lay off that game.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Makes me nervous.
I would not.
Everything about
that game.
Washington State, whether you go there or they come here, is just too weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't bet on that one.
I'm laying off that game altogether. I think it's going to be a boat race. I don't think the Trojan defense has been good at all. So I think that's going to be a high-scoring game. And I would not be surprised if Washington State covered. I do think the Trojans will win. UCLA is at Utah tomorrow.
Here in L.A.
Oh, here in L.A. Sorry about that.
At the Rose Bowl.
Utah is at UCLA at the Rose Bowl. Utes are 3-point favorites, and I said to Bergman earlier today, Bruins are undefeated. If they were to win that game, and I don't think they will, but if they were to win that game, they're a top 10 team.
Top 10?
Top 10 team.
Where are they now?
18.
Utah is generally regarded as the best team, as the team to beat in the Pac-12. If they
still
beat,
more than SC still?
Yes, yes.
Really?
USC will be
that
an
hasn't
I think USC
yet?
Will be an underdog next week.
USC
when they go to
six,
Utah.
But they're still Utah. They still think Utah's better. Most people think Utah's better.
Yeah. No, I think do you think they hit the top 10 if they beat Utah?
Yeah, I absolutely do, because you'll beat two top 25 teams in 2 weeks and you're undefeated still.
Yeah.
So yes.
No,
they'd be
legit. I don't think they're going to win, but
you would completely lose your bleep if that happens.
I will be very happy if that happens. I don't expect it to happen. Utah's really good.
Yeah. Sunday, Dallas is here at SoFi Stadium to play the Rams. 5.5, the Rams are favored. I may be the only one, but I am certain that the Rams are going to win this game. Sean McVay, 18-7 after a loss. I think they're going to make an adjustment in that offense to involve some other receivers, namely Allen Robinson. I think the offensive line, as banged up as it is, they at least have a chance to practice for a week as an offensive line, including the third string guy who was off the practice squad. And I feel good about it. I feel like we're going to win this game.
I don't think Dallas requires – I am comfortable with games of the Rams that they can win with 17 points.
Right.
And I think they can beat Dallas with 17 to 21 points.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I'm not that impressed with that. I think the Rams defense overall has been good.
Yep.
You know, a couple plays in the San Francisco, you want back there with a third and long and late in the game, yeah, you want back. Yeah. But overall, when the offense is not giving you very much – you know, at some point you bend and you break.
I'm going to say something that I hate. I think San Francisco is one of the best teams in the NFC. They're 2-2, but I do think they're one of the best teams in the NFC. We've got them in a couple of weeks at SoFi.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that they're doing. I don't need the music.
It's weird that they're doing both those games so tightly.
Yeah, it is, and no San Francisco at the end of the year where they normally come.
I don't like that.
But I like their skill players. I mean, Debo Samuel's great, and Brandon Ayuk, and Kyle Youssef, and
it's a good team.
Yeah, it's a good team.
Great defense.
Jimmy Garoppolo. I saw an interesting fact yesterday. Since the start of 2020. Jimmy Garoppolo has only had 11 passes that have gone for more than 20 yards. Can you believe that?
But he's so handsome.
Only 11 passes that have gone for more than 20 yards.
In the air.
In the air.
Right.
Right. It's unbelievable. I mean, I saw some scout on ESPN say, if Jimmy Garoppolo could throw the deep ball, the 49ers would have won 2 Super Bowls by now.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good. He's just never going to be great.
Is he good?
He's
fine. He's fine.
That's a good way to describe
fine.
It.
He's fine. He is the floor for what you can win with if you have a really good running game, if you have really good coaching, if you have a really good defense. He is
got
the floor.
Rings.
What's that?
He's got 2 rings, so it's okay.
Not the last one.
That's okay. Matthew's got one.
Count the rings.
Count the rings. So I'm going to be at both those games. All right.
Bobcat.
So I'm going to be at the Coliseum tomorrow for Trojans. Going to be at SoFi on Sunday. And we've established that there is approximately a 70% chance that I will have an undefeated weekend.
I think that's fair.
I'd say 90% chance USC wins. 55% chance the Rams win. Comes in about 70%.
I actually
70%.
Think it's about 67% for both of them. I think both of them are safe around that 2/3. Right?
Nice.
I bet on USC before I would bet on the Rams, but I think they're both. I'm very confident about Sunday.
Bergman, you say the odds. Am I going to come back here in a good mood on Monday or in a bad mood?
It sounds about 75% that you are going to come back in a good mood.
Nice.
Both those teams should win, although I don't think I think the Cowboys win.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, Sunday's Rams-Cowboys game will be the most expensive Rams regular season home game at SoFi Stadium, according to TickPick. The average purchase price...
Make sure you get that T.
Yeah. TickPick. The average purchase price, $437. That is 36% more expensive than the Rams' second most expensive home game this season, which is the Raiders in December. So $437 is the average ticket price. And Ireland challenged me multiple times, well, why don't you put your tickets for sale? Own it.
How do we think he affords the cryo?
I've got one percenter seats at the
Rams.
Yes,
you should have one percenter many things.
As
a one percenter, you should have all the one percenter
things. Ireland claimed that he had a guy willing to pay me $5,000 for 2 seats.
I would sell them in a heartbeat.
Would you?
Yes.
Even if the whole point is to be there for big games.
That's true. But you'll be there for most of them. That's true. Let me ask you.
You'll be there for the Super Bowl.
What would you do?
Not this year.
What would you do with an extra $10,000? Does it matter?
Yeah, Matt. Of course. Money is value, man.
I didn't say money isn't valuable. Does the extra $10,000 do something for you that you wouldn't otherwise do? Like if you say, if I had an extra $10,000, all of a sudden we're going to take a big trip this summer. I'll take the kids. We'll go somewhere. Take a week and a half off
right.
work, and we'll go, and we'll do something.
Well, how about this? Uh-huh. It'll pay for the season tickets for the year.
That's something.
And so, I think, unfortunately, a lot of, and I completely understand. There are tons of Rams fans who are season ticket holders who probably sold their tickets on StubHub and SeatGeek and Vivid Seats and all those places. And probably it is going to be a, what do you think?
50-50 crowd.
50-50 crowd. That's at best 50-50 crowd.
But people get angry about that. I do not.
I don't either.
It's like you can pay for your entire season tickets. You can pay for a semester of school. You
sure.
Can, like at some point, it becomes, and if you're only doing it because like you have an obligation to... No, stop.
Right. But it's going to be fun on Sunday. I'm excited.
It's going to be a great game.
I'm excited. It's going to be a really good game. All right, so brought this up. It is the anniversary of the release of the movie The Social Network. It was back in 2010. Take it away, Shidano. So, best movie since 2010. This was like a homework assignment. You took it on as a homework assignment, Brian Kamenetsky.
You sent it to us at like 10:15. I need a list of movies from 12 years.
Five movies
over 12 years.
From the 10s and the 20s.
And the 20s.
So far.
So 12 years.
12 years.
You need movies and like, you know, but like you want it to be a good list.
Was it really hard?
It took a prep.
Okay.
It takes time.
All right.
Soft.
Jorge.
Soft.
Exactly. Soft. Okay, Jorge, five movies, best since 2010.
Five?
Oh, yeah, five.
I have like 15, but okay.
Okay.
Five. Shape of Water, 2017.
Mm-mm. Okay. The Guillermo del Toro.
Roma.
Roma is Inarritu.
Gravity.
Is Cuaron.
Yep. 13. You see the pattern here?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Coda.
Oh, beautiful movie.
And nice. Coco.
Oh, Coco. My favorite Pixar movie is Coco.
Very good.
Makes me cry.
That's my list. Yeah. Five.
I will say,
I like that list.
Shape of Water is my favorite story about a woman who falls in love with a sea monster.
It is.
It is the best
Agreed.
Of that can't talk. Decade.
She can't talk, too.
Oh, right. She's mute.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. That was maybe the worst movie I ever saw.
I'll tell you what. I love Guillermo del Toro. I love Inarritu. I love Cuaron. I think for Cuaron, or who did Birdman? Was that Inarritu or Cuaron?
That was a great Inarritu. Movie.
That's a great movie.
Birdman, yeah.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
I didn't limit it to five. I just kind of went through and because you didn't say five. You just said, give me your best.
Oh, give me your best. Okay.
So I just went through a list of like movies that have been out. I'm sure I'm forgetting something. My favorite movies that I came across. Argo.
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
These aren't necessarily the best, but these are like the best ones, most fun to watch.
Argo is great.
Mad Max, Fury Road, Black Panther. You can throw in Ragnarok.
Ragnarok is great.
A lot of them Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
I really like those. Ragnarok's
are you
really...
Are you just bunching all those together as
those
one
are
thing?
All one movie.
So Black Panther, all Ragnarok, just basically Marvel.
Marvel, all one movie. The good ones. Just pick the good ones.
What's a bad one?
I could do without...
Ant-Man?
No, I like Ant-Man. Ant-Man's one of the better ones. Ant-Man. Yeah. I thought, did you say Batman or Ant-Man?
No, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man's Ant-Man. Those are some of the better ones.
Yeah, they're funny.
Guardians is really good. I don't love all the Captain Americas and the Avengers ones are a little too long.
Yeah.
But
you didn't watch Endgame?
It's a little long.
Come on, man.
I didn't say
Thanos
I didn't watch it.
Down. Thanos
I,
no, goes down.
I've seen it.
Down goes
like 42
Thanos.
42 times. Spoiler. I've seen it.
Spoiler alert, yeah.
Parasite.
Great movie.
I find Lincoln very watchable. Daniel Day-Lewis.
I do not. I find it dull.
You were against the passage of that amendment?
No, I'm completely in favor of Lincoln. I'm just anti-Lincoln.
Why are you anti-Lincoln?
I'm anti-movie
That's a very
Lincoln.
Bold stance for you to take, Steve. Yeah. Your anti-Lincoln stance. I cannot not watch Wolf of Wall Street when it's on TV.
It is so good.
It is so
That's
much
a
fun
great
to watch.
Call.
Birdman?
Birdman is fantastic.
Rogue One, I find incredibly watchable.
Great
Love
movie.
When that's on TV.
Yeah, it's great.
And I like to fire up Zootopia with the kids.
Zootopia.
It's a great movie.
Bergman?
So I just went with five because I understood the assignment.
Yes, correct. So,
extra credit, homie.
There were no numbers on the email that I saw.
So I'll go backwards. I had Infinity War because I thought it was better than Endgame
You
overall.
Liked Infinity War better.
Better
Everybody,
than Endgame.
Even though half the people die at the end.
Well, but the movie itself Spoiler. Was better. It was a great movie. I took Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse because that was just an incredible, incredible film.
That's what I have, all the Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just combined everything. That's not even a legitimate list.
I thought Get Out was fantastic.
Oh,
yeah,
I forgot
wonderful
about
Wonderful movie.
See?
Whiplash was a great, great movie.
Are
and
you
then,
rushing or are you dragging? Are you rushing or are you dragging?
And then I think one of my favorites of all this was Baby Driver.
Baby Driver a is one. A great yeah. movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and
like, a sleeper.
The whole movie is done by all the music goes to the beat of the actual movie itself. It's done very, very well.
It's pretty
well.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
there are too many movies. It's a lot of movies, 12 years.
For me, these are the ones that almost made it. Ex Machina. I don't know if you ever saw that.
So you didn't know the assignment either, even though it was your assignment.
I know the five.
All right, well, so what are the five? And then we can talk about the other ones that I have on my list, too.
Fine, Jorge. Here are my five.
How many other movies did Cuaron make?
Me, yeah, exactly. Me and Bergman actually have two of the same.
Really, two of the same?
Yeah, Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is the best Spider-Man movie. Better than Long Way Home.
It is the best Spider-Man.
Inception.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which I think is just genius. Mm. Mad Max Fury Road, which is fantastic.
Phenomenally fun.
And this is a weird one. Edge of Tomorrow.
That's a good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. It's a really good movie.
Which is Tom Cruise
really
and Emily Blunt, I think. That's really, another really
one. It's not the best movie that was made in that, but it's one of the most watchable, fun movies to get into.
Did you have any others you wanted to throw out there, Mark?
Django.
Django Unchained is great, yeah.
Nightcrawler.
That's good.
Oh, that's a good movie about L.A. local news,
Hugo.
Hugo's good, yeah.
Inside Out.
People love Inside Out. I've never
seen it. I
thought
that was pre-2010.
And no, that Inside Out is...
I love that movie.
2015.
Shows you what I know.
Yeah, and my last one was... Oh, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh, The Martian, 2015.
I like that one. The Martian.
That's a good one.
I do.
I don't like it.
Yep.
Never dug that. All right, so there you have it. I think that's interesting. But Social Network, if you haven't seen it in a while, is really, really good. And a lot of the movies mentioned, you should check out on streaming and all that kind of stuff. All right, coming up next for you, let's do this. Ed Sheeran is being sued by the estate of Marvin Gaye because... The estate of Marvin Gaye.
Because Marvin Gaye is dead.
The estate of Marvin Gaye says that Ed Sheeran stole a riff or a song or something. So I'm going to play that for you coming up next and see if you can hear what the lawsuit is about. Plus, when was the last time you were at a keg party? A keg party. We'll do that coming up too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, come on. We're in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, but you're trying to bully me to not
play
this
anymore. We hate Frisco. Hate Frisco.
This episode is brought to you by Fallout 76, the post-nuclear RPG from Bethesda Game Studios. Explore the wasteland alone or with friends as you meet unique characters, complete exciting quests, and face dangerous foes. Take a stroll along the Atlantic City boardwalk in the latest update. Play Fallout 76 for free now through April 18. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. Visit Fallout.com to learn more. Rated M for mature.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply with UiPath, the world's number one AI-powered business automation platform. UiPath, the foundation of innovation.
So it's been a weird show because I pile up material all week long and then the sheet gets really full that we work from and then I don't get to stuff. And so today we're cleaning out the sheet and we're doing everything on there so we can start fresh next week. So it's that kind
of Friday.
It's been fun. It's been fun.
I enjoy it.
So there's a lawsuit filed by the estate of Marvin Gaye against Ed Sheeran. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there's already been one lawsuit of the estate of Marvin Gaye against Ed Sheeran.
Could be.
It sounds like he's a serial
thief.
Thief, yes. So I want to see if there's any matching of this. The song that they say Ed Sheeran stole is this one. That kind of gets everybody moving a little bit, doesn't it? Okay, so now let's listen to this clip from the Ed Sheeran song. It's called Thinking Out Loud.
When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name.
It's the drums.
It's not. It's also the. It's the drums. It's the cadence. Yeah. It's the. You know, the chord change cadence is the same.
Now, is that legit? If you were on the jury,
I hear what they're saying, but I think if you got that technical,
right,
about every song that kind of sounds and overlaps,
yep,
everybody would be suing everybody.
Yeah,
I don't think that it's not like
it's like it. You can
there are better examples of this. There are way better examples.
Oh yeah,
of
there
this.
Are outright steals.
Yeah,
and by the way, not necessarily intentionally.
No,
you hear so much music in your life, and the idea is, if you're a songwriter, something comes out. Sure, it may have been in your head from something
else.
But
like just that basic doon 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 like that. That is in 10,000 songs at that beat. Boom. Like that basic progressions in 8,000 songs.
Bergman, you're on the jury.
Now I hear it now. Yeah.
No, it's there. There. It's there.
It's there.
You find guilty?
No, because it's like Brian's saying, everybody takes from everybody else. That's a normal beat.
So on a jury, you say?
I say not guilty.
Not guilty.
Jorge? Guilty.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. I say not guilty.
It's a hung jury, thanks to Jorge.
Yeah, Jorge hung the jury.
You've ruined it.
Jorge's the reason we've been here for 2 weeks, and all we're eating is jury food.
We're in this room together for weeks trying to decide if Ed Sheeran stole the Marvin Gaye song, and then Jorge hangs the jury.
Guilty.
Thank you.
That's your answer for every jury, though.
All you whiteys are sticking with each other. That's what's happening.
Yep.
You think that's what it is?
Wait, Ed Sheeran's white?
Not here. I don't hear it.
I mean, there's a little rhythm thing that goes on, but.
Yeah. But that's. Eh.
All right, you heard Shidano. He's coming in to play a game of games with us next. Whose game is it?
Jorge.
Jorge's game. We will do that coming up next for you. It is an Effort Friday on 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and Shidano is here to play. Shidano has amazingly won 3 times. Is that possible?
I think so. See, he's a winner.
3 times. See. I have yet to win once in October.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. You and I have the same amount of wins.
Yeah, right. And you could take the lead today. So it's Shidano, BK, me, Jorge. Oh, no, me and Bergman.
Yeah.
All right. So give us a tease on the game there.
Okay, so Jorge. We had a movie segment today, so I got inspired to write this. And it's 4 things or 3 things on the list, and you tell me what they're associated with or who. Like a movie or an actor or
four
whatever.
Things on a list.
Right. No, I got a list. I got a list with 8 different categories or
okay,
whatever it is.
Got it. Got
is
it.
My name my buzzer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian.
Okay. Here's the first one.
One way to play the
practicing.
Game.
Here's the first one. Colonel Tom Parker.
Mason.
Mason.
Oh. That's Elvis, the movie Elvis.
No.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Tom Hanks.
You got it. Yeah. There you go. Sedano.
Now I get it.
Sedano.
Yeah, Brian. You see, you guys stuck with Ed Sheeran. He's sticking with the Latino. There you go.
So you got to associate all these things. You got to wait. So the more I give you,
mine
you
wasn't
associate.
Like necessarily a total. No. I was on the right track.
Right, but you, Sedano got the point.
You weren't.
Sedano right, got you the weren't, point. Though.
Right.
Here's the next one. True Lies.
Sedano.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. There you go. Here's the next
what
one.
What happened? You got to wait.
Here's the next one. Dory.
Mason. That is Finding Nemo.
No.
Sedano.
Brian.
Sedano.
What is Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
Okay. Well, I
want me to keep going down
the
list.
We got a shot here, Brian. Now.
There you go. Dory. Jesse. Mr. Potato Head.
Brian.
Greg.
Brian.
Well, those are all Pixar characters.
Yeah, you're on the right track. There you go.
But like I was trying to like.
Wait, who's keeping score, by the way?
I'm keeping score. Okay, cool. Shidano 2, BK 1, nobody else on the
board. What do you got, Mason?
Shut up.
Here's the next one. The Expendables.
Mason.
Greg. 6,000
people in that movie.
Sylvester Stallone movie.
Oh, you got it. There you go. The next one was Rambo and then Rocky.
Oh, I was going to say Stallone.
Stallone. That's what I got.
Did you buzz in, Greg?
I did buzz in.
Say Stallone.
No, I said Greg multiple times.
I thought it was Stallone.
That's me too.
No, no.
Well, because you guys were talking, Jorge heard me.
He got it. Okay. All right, here's the next one. Amazon Prime, Netflix.
Greg.
Mason.
Greg.
Streaming services.
There you go.
Wow. It's got 2. Sedano's got 2. BK 1 and me.
Wow.
Taking the day off.
Here's the next one. Doc Rivers.
Mason. The Clippers.
No.
Greg.
NBA head coaches.
Damn it.
Yes.
Woo.
Here's the next one.
Bergman is taking the lead.
Here's the next one. And I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left.
All right.
Interview with a Vampire.
Mason.
Greg.
Sedano.
Tom Cruise movie.
Tom Cruise movie. Yes.
Yes. First person vampire interview movies.
Sedano 3, Bergman 3, BK 1.
Here's the next one. Edward Scissorhands.
Mason.
Greg.
Sedano.
That was Mason. Mason got in there first.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp movies, yes.
There you go. Mason on the board.
This is actually less tricky than you think.
Actually, I'm okay with Mason getting a couple here. As long as BK, as long as Bergman doesn't get any now.
Okay, here we go. J-Lo.
Mason. Ben Affleck wives.
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to go with, too.
J-Lo. Shakira.
Sedano.
Greg.
Sedano.
What is Latina Spanish artists?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Female Spanish singers.
That played at the Super Bowl,
No, it's not played at the Super Bowl.
No, I can't take that one.
You can't take that point.
We got, all right, we're done. Okay,
so
J
Lo, Shakira, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Hey, thanks for being honest.
Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah,
there
you go. You're still winning.
No, but it's all. It's
no,
over.
It's not
that
over.
No, that question's out.
I don't think
that
so.
Question's out. I think I get it.
Sorry, I wouldn't take it.
I got two more.
Null and void.
Two more. Two more. Legacy.
Mason.
Mason.
The Lakers.
No.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Lakers documentaries.
No.
There are so many.
Legacy. They Call Me Magic. The Last Dance.
Brian.
Winning
Greg.
Game. Brian.
Basketball documentaries.
There you go.
There you go.
BK.
All right, cool. Go.
It's Sedano and Bergman 3. So let's just let it be between Sedano and Bergman.
Well, no, BK
can
tie.
Can tie.
Oh, right.
BK's well, I got two left. I got two left.
So it's just okay. You out. Oh, two left. So everybody goes. Okay.
Yeah. The Price is Right.
Mason.
Mason.
TV shows featuring Bob Barker.
No.
Sedano.
TV game shows.
TV game
shows.
No. I just got to get a little more aggressive here, I think.
Right, so this is it. It's me and Bergman now.
That's it. Yeah. Here's the last one. Val Kilmer. Robert Pattinson.
Mason.
George Clooney.
I'm taking it.
Mason.
Batman.
Batman.
Yeah.
Batman. Dang it. Sedano's got four.
That's it.
Sedano wins.
So Sedano wins.
Four wins in October in 7 days.
That really is...
That was a good
that
one.
Show
was
just dominated.
Yeah, that was a really good one, but I was also thrown off by Jorge's whole, no, you got to listen to the whole list thing. At the beginning, no, you don't.
You don't have to listen to him.
Well, then you don't,
but,
yeah.
Then, no,
you
but
can
now,
jump in.
Just, now I know.
Now you seem like a sore loser.
The more you listen, the more you loser.
I'm disappointed in
what
myself.
What are you looking at your watch?
He's losing
trying
a point.
To get out of here?
I'm just saying,
you
know, in February when I come back, I'll know how to play the game better.
Yeah, better luck next year.
All right, there you have it. There's Game of Games. So, Sedano, what's going on, man?
I'm good. Did you see what Cappy did? We're going to make so
no,
much fun
what
of
the hell
him.
Did he
oh,
do
I saw
now?
This.
What did
he
do
deserves
now?
To be made fun of.
So, thank you, Greg. So, he's going to Boise to see one of his daughters. She goes to Boise State University. And we have a saying on the show that is, hey, King, right?
Right.
And hashtag, hey, King. And it was started with Cappy saying that his daughters, whenever they need anything from him to butter him up, they start every conversation with, hey, King.
Hey, King.
And then they ask for whatever they need. And then he's got to fulfill whatever the favor is at that particular point, usually involves cash.
Got it.
So we started then all of a sudden with this bit of, you know, whenever we need something, you got to call someone and say, hey, King or hey, Queen.
Yep.
You sure. know, if it's a woman. And then, for example, I need tickets to a concert.
That makes
and
sense.
I called Mark Cates and I was like, hey, King, I need some tickets, you know? So that's the bit. So now, all of a sudden today, he posts on Twitter in our Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community a picture, okay, where this is insane. He posts a picture with a shirt that says, hey, King, on it.
He had a hey, King shirt made?
Right, and then says, taking off to hashtag Boise to spend the weekend with my three daughters. Hey, at Sedano, don't get us fired, which is a bit I always say to him,
sure.
Don't get us fired. And then he wrote hashtag hey, King. He tagged everybody. And my response to that was, this dude is selling shirts for his CappyCast.
Yeah!
With our show bits.
Is that what you call it, the CappyCast?
Yeah, the CappyCast. That's
oh,
what I call
God,
it.
Oh, God, that's so funny, the CappyCast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Rome riffs are great, too.
Yeah. Rack him.
Rack
he even
him.
Does it on text now. Do you want to hear one of his Rome takes
yeah.
on
tell
text?
Us, tell
on.
Us a Rome text.
We were talking about the Warriors in our text chat. And hold on. Where did he say? Let me see. Sedano and Cap.
Did you see he's giving away 15% off
the shirt.
Off
the
shirt.
Hey, King
but it
shirt?
Says yeah. Kaplan and Crew yeah. from his other show.
Right. His CappyCast. Yeah.
It doesn't actually say Sedano and Cap.
So he's selling merch for the CappyCast.
He's stealing our bits.
That's
for his other for his podcast, for his CappyCast.
Wow.
I should sue him.
That's trademark infringement right
I
there.
I think we should sue him.
Yeah.
Where's Jacob and Ronnie right now?
Yeah, where's Jacob?
Get Jacob on the phone, see if I have
we
a
can.
Case against yeah. against
get that
Cappy.
Same lawyer that Marvin Gaye's estate got.
Yeah. So we, oh my God, no, don't do that, actually, because then, oh, for us, yes, actually,
yeah.
yes, we would need
yeah.
it. So we were talking about the Draymond thing, and, because, oh, in the chat we were saying, like, oh, who would do that on the inside, sully their reputation, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. I happen to think, and I think this is a theory that's out there working now as well, which is I think it could be one of the Chase Center employees. That's what
oh,
I
you
think
so?
Yeah, there's if you've been in there, there's monitors everywhere.
Is that right?
Everywhere. So it could have just been anybody.
So like who's the
phone.
Snitch is the question. Now.
Right. But that person, Van Lathan, Lindsay told us that Van Lathan apparently said on his podcast
yeah,
or whatever for
yeah.
TMZ that it would go for anywhere between 50 and 150 grand. And I'm like, dude, anybody who like. That's a lot of money.
That
like
is a lot
anybody.
Of money.
That's a year's worth of salary for most
but
people.
But you're also
if
ice,
not more, way
also
more.
You're icing yourself from whatever your job is right
out.
Now.
If they find out.
Oh, they're going to find out.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
so
they're
going to
find out.
Yeah. So anyway, still not easy to prove, though. So I mentioned that theory. We all go back and forth. And then Cappy drops in. Either way, Draymond cheap shot. And now the Warriors must take some serious action. And then I just responded, I'm in the blue.
Rack 'em.
Yeah, there you go. So he's throwing
He's like hot take guy on text.
He's done two Romy fill-ins, and all of a sudden he's Romy now.
Wow.
I don't know what happened to him.
That's crazy. And then he's selling merch on the Cappy Cast.
On the Cappy Cast for our bits.
Yeah, that's crazy.
BK,
that,
what do you
is
think?
That is extraordinarily on brand.
Yeah,
it is also on brand.
In the however many months and years now that you're working on this show, that is as on brand as anything he's ever
done. I would expect nothing less of Cappy, to be honest with you.
I mean, the man is stealing bits from one.
And selling it at a discount.
Is he selling shirts that say Love Boat?
Oh, if he does that, where he's in real trouble.
Oh, right, because they, and then I think other people are coming
from
out.
The estate of the Love Boat.
Yeah, the Love Boat
the
people.
The Love Boat is there. Right.
Especially with the remake coming
out. Oh, right, the remake is a live, is like a reality show, right?
Yeah.
It's just a reality show on a boat.
Yeah. Which was kind of the concept of the original show, except it wasn't a reality show per se. It was just a bunch of cameos.
Now it's just people faking their...
They weren't kidding.
Everybody.
Soon it will be making another run.
Yes, making another run.
Excellent work out of you.
So BK was on a flight. I want to set this up a little bit.
Yeah,
taking a turn. BK was on a flight and described something about nudity in an airplane.
What?
So, yeah.
Not probably where your mind
but
is
going. But a better tease, nudity on an airplane.
Yeah.
Do you actually want me to tell you, or is that the tease?
No, we're
totally
just
rolling.
No, just go.
So it's a Delta flight.
Mm-hmm.
You put the screen in front of you. You got like 55 movies you can choose between.
Yeah.
I queue up movie I haven't watched in a little while. Airplane, Lighthearted, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Fun movie on an airplane.
Right.
Whatever. Watching it. Don't have to worry about the language. It's all in my headphones, this, that, whatever. You get to the strip club scene where he takes Taggart and Rosewood to the strip club to kind of troll him a little bit.
Is this the Gerald Ford bit?
No, it's like the strippers behind.
No. I'm saying in the movie where he says that Taggart is Gerald Ford.
The strippers behind Eddie Murphy.
So there are strippers.
Right, and you see their boobs.
Right, you see their boobs.
Yeah.
And did that make you in some way uncomfortable?
It made me uncomfortable only in the sense of like, and it was quick and whatever, and I'm, 47 years old. I can watch the nudity on the TV.
Yeah.
But it got me wondering, like, how much more nudity would be acceptable, sort of like, would you be comfortable seeing on the airplane?
So, wait, like porn you're saying? No.
Okay. Well, no, but like, okay, you could pull that up, like, because the plane's got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But like, what level of movie?
So
would you
I'll
like,
tell you, I
this
had
is
similar...
not me watching porn. Right, that's
right.
Weird.
No, that's
this is me just picking a movie.
Yeah.
off the list.
Porn should be watched by yourself.
Yes.
Perhaps maybe agree. In the company of one other person, if you'd like.
Yeah, that's
or two.
Yeah,
no
maybe
judgment.
Even two. Right, no judgment. Excellent point.
Yeah.
But so I was on a plane once, a Delta flight, and I think it was I was like, oh, you know what? I haven't seen Entourage in forever.
Mm.
And I pulled up one of the seasons that was on there. And to your point, there's a lot of nudity in Entourage and sex scenes in Entourage. And for a minute, I'm like, the scene feels like it's going on for a little too long. Like, I don't want people to be like,
and that's the thing. It's like, it's not like it's a show. Again, I didn't just queue up Pornhub.
I'm not, and I'm also not Mr. Puritanical,
no.
But I start thinking like,
but it's the other idea.
Are there kids watching?
And
right.
Like, what do you think? If I don't care if it's a totally mainstream movie.
Yeah.
If I am sitting, because you can, it's not like you're like the privacy screens or whatever. It's like normal coach or whatever. And like, I can see what the person next to me
hold
is watching.
Hold that thought. I got a story. Hit the stager. What is up? I forgot. Hey, Momo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're filling in for Cappy today. We'll get a mic, live mic in front of you soon. By the way, I forgot to read this. I never read it at the right time. Sorry, Jacob and Ronnie. Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest. Are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
That's 844-24-JACOB. We were talking, Momo, about being on a plane. You spent a lot of time on a plane.
Yeah.
And watching
frequent flyer.
Some sort of questionable material. Like Brian was watching Hills Cop and there were strippers in it.
I've forgotten that in that scene is actual nudity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not edited for the flight. It's so, the movie.
So I watched most of Game of Thrones, it feels like, on a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For some reason, I was in a period where I was flying a lot and I took Game of Thrones with me. And it is a violent, people are like losing their heads, getting stabbed. There is sex between
all sorts of people.
And you feel like self-conscious, like, who else is looking at this? Like, is there a kid behind me? Is there a puritanical mom behind me? Exactly.
I mean, at least you usually have a headset on, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, there's no sound.
No, but there's no sound, but the picture.
But it's happened. Yeah, yeah. Like we've all done it. Like you're watching an adult show on one of these planes, and like,
hey, that's somebody.
Like
butt.
if you pulled up the queue, because this wasn't my choice. This is just Delta's available.
It was their
flights.
Movie.
This was their movie. Would you, if it was listed as one of their movies, would you watch Eyes Wide Shut?
Oh.
It's Kubrick.
Oh, yeah.
It's Tom Cruise. It's a legitimate movie.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is a real movie with tremendous amounts of nudity, but Delta put it as an option.
Yeah.
You didn't... People say,
would you watch it?
Would you be uncomfortable watching a movie with that much nudity on an airplane?
I mean, I probably would. Again, because before I do that, I would have to see, are there any kids around me, right?
Yeah.
If there's no kids near me, then maybe I'd watch it. Sure. If it's just adults, who cares?
Yeah. Plus Eyes Wide Shut is a great movie. I actually have a good Eyes
Wide
Shut.
Do you tap the guy next to you? Hey, do you mind if I watch this orgy movie real quick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool with you?
You have a good Eyes Wide Shut story?
I have a good Eyes Wide Shut story. So I was working in New York when that movie came out in 99, 2000, 2001.
That's a good story.
So I watched that movie and loved that movie. And I don't know if you remember this, but there are a lot of people that hated that movie.
Yeah.
Thought it was absolute garbage. And I defended that movie. It became a thing because I loved the movie and I loved Stanley Kubrick and I talked about it a lot. So about 3 months later, I got a letter from Stanley Kubrick's brother. He had passed away. He was not alive when the movie got released.
That's true.
And I got a letter from his brother thanking me for standing up for Eyes Wide Shut so often. So I heard from Stanley Kubrick's brother. I think it's a great movie. It was a big LZ.
With the morning show, when I was there, it was it started there. It was like, we did an Eyes Wide Shut party. I don't even know how we went down that path, but
did
on that
show.
Did
you put on masks and all that stuff?
We didn't do it, but the studio LZ would. And we actually got I'll never forget this because Woj had just come to ESPN and Chris had him record a liner for our show that said, hey, this is Woj, you're listening to Keyshawn, George, and LZ. And he goes, and LZ, I'm hoping to get that invite to your famous party.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It might still be in the system
somewhere.
But it was hilarious. It was like the first month he was here at ESPN, and it was really, really funny.
Woj has a much better sense of humor than people give him credit.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Like, he really does. I was actually, like, literally just talking to him because we've been working on this Warriors
story. You co-write a lot. Like, didn't you break that thing about the investigation?
Yeah, we were like
almost kind of a big deal still.
Yeah. She is a big deal. I know it.
So I was talking to him just now. I think I can say this. This is okay. I was talking to him just now, and he was in New York, and he was outside of Madison Square Garden. He called before he was about to get on the train, and he was I don't know if he was about to get on a train or get on Uber, but like he was standing in a very public area, and I could hear people around him like start to recognize him.
Right.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you better go. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm getting recognized. I better get out of here. Because literally, like, think about, people can listen to these very proprietary conversations. Like, if you want to know what's going on, like, whenever I do an interview, I always check who's sitting next to me in the restaurant. I always check to make
100%.
Sure, like, no one has a camera phone out.
Right.
No one's
recording.
Yeah, I had these headphones are really weird to me. They're like noise-canceling headphones or something.
They are, yeah.
I had one day I had a lunch with a friend of mine in New York, and she is an incredible writer in a totally different genre, not a sports writer, but like sports and all that.
Right.
And we were swapping stories. She was talking about her area of expertise. I was talking about my areas. It was like two writers just slinging stories.
Yes.
Right? And at one point, she gets up to go to the bathroom. And some guy who had been sitting about where you are from me in the studio, mm-hmm. maybe like 8 feet away, turns to me and says, you know, says to me, "I just want you to know I have thoroughly enjoyed y'all's conversation."
Oh.
Wow.
"Are you like a sports writer or something? Or are you like know some famous people, huh?" And I was like.
So he heard the whole thing.
I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
And I like was, I mean, my like, that's like an instant panic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh my God. Like, has this guy been like recording me?
Right.
Does he have a cell phone out?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was close enough to, if he was recording, to catch all of it.
Okay, so I got a question for you. That leads to an interesting uh-huh. question. So you're having private conversations and slinging stories.
Yeah.
And this goes for you too, Susanna.
Yeah, yeah.
How much do you know that you can't say?
Oh, man. That's, I mean, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
85, 90%.
Of what you know you cannot say.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You agree? Maybe 75? Depends on the subject matter.
I would phrase it like that. I don't think it's about what you know that you can't say. I think there's a lot of stuff that we think. Or that we've heard, but it's
not 100% confirmed,
right?
Yeah, like you tell me, you tell me
things
all the
that
time,
you've seen.
You
but you know, there are things that come up that you've seen that
you've
just
seen,
aren't
yeah.
for public
but there's
consumption.
There's a lot of people like who say, "Well, I heard da 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 da," and it's a little rumor that goes around. A good example of this is the Ime Udoka story.
Right.
Okay? There's this story about the Ring doorbell.
Is Ireland here?
You know. I was just gonna say, is Ireland joined the show all of a sudden?
No, I know. Okay, I'm giving you. Okay.
Yeah, you're giving us background. That's okay.
And there's all these stories. And as a reporter, like, we've heard all of the stories about who the person is, how did they find out, what did her husband do when they found out. I mean, yeah, like,
right,
all this
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is that stuff I know, or is that stuff I've heard?
Right.
And the burden of actually reporting it is way higher.
Right. So in other words, it's kind of like in legal terms, it's hearsay.
But what I would say, I would say in sports, though, the hearsay, a lot of it is fairly accurate.
Oh, yeah. Sedano, wait, hold on. Let me give you the best tease ever.
Okay.
About 4 years ago, Sedano told me a story about an NBA superstar. don't worry. I know how to handle
this.
About an NBA superstar
yeah.
uh-huh.
Who got into a situation
Mason.
That he needed.
Can I buzz in?
No.
That,
okay.
that he needed someone to help him bail out of. Okay?
Yeah.
And this superstar has been, it's like, when you see what's happened with the superstar since you told me the story,
yeah.
I always go back to this
yeah.
fishy story that Sedano told me from 4 years ago,
yep.
and it casts everything in a completely different light.
Wow. But it now makes a ton of sense.
It now makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. Did you have the story cold, or was it hearsay?
It was told to me by someone I've been childhood friends
okay.
with who witnessed it.
Got
yes.
it.
So this is like someone that literally I have been friends with for 30 years.
Wow.
That would not, that is by no, and yes. has access to a lot of the entertainment world.
Yeah.
Okay.
And has told me a million stories
and,
about
and you know what? And here's the thing as a reporter, okay? Yeah. Like, that is an incredible story that George Sedano told me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have tried to confirm this story.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, in the way that a reporter would confirm it.
Yeah. Reportery.
One day I will confirm this
you
story.
Will.
I know it.
Oh,
one yeah. day I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
And there is other stories.
Because I bet you there are people that will that know the story that will not confirm it to you.
Do you think
Correct.
There's anybody listening right
no.
now?
No,
not
knows?
Not
no,
here.
No, this
no.
is not an, no,
not an
no,
LA story.
No, no, okay.
not, an
not
LA
at all.
Story.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so here's another, like, the story that I, and the reason I have such faith in this
mm-hmm.
is that, do you remember a couple years ago when I had a story about Kawhi Leonard trying, like, Russell Westbrook calling Kawhi Leonard saying, "Let's team up together"?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then Kawhi basically was like, yeah, that's cool, man. But then he actually wanted to team up with Paul George.
Right.
And then that's how that whole thing gets set in motion. Because
right.
in a way, then that's how Paul George realized that Russell Westbrook wanted out. And
right.
he didn't want to get stuck there.
Right.
Okay. So that,
right.
that sets this whole thing. And when I first heard this story, I was like, no, really?
No way that happened that way.
But like, with you just keep at it. And then eventually things fell into place where everybody just said, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And you had enough people on all the different sides. Where they said, yeah, that's what happened.
Wow.
And I finally wrote it.
Yeah.
It took like 3 years to report. But
right.
like one day I'm going to report that story,
yeah.
George.
Yeah. I think that eventually one day one of those people you have spoken to about that story will finally confirm it to you when it's way past like it's an impossible statute story. Of limitations.
Yeah.
So now you guys are in the league, right? You guys are in the league.
But do we know it's true? No.
I don't
do we
know
think
100%.
It's true? Would you tell
me off the air what it is? I would never repeat it.
But yes,
would you tell me off the air what it is?
Off the air, I would tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
that's coming up.
It's crazy.
Because now it's killing
thank
me.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Mason and Ireland show. Coming up, an extended version.
But by the way, when I called Momo, because every time I find out one of these little nuggets, and it's NBA related, she's the first call I make.
You have a decent batting average.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of passing a lot, like, you and John both call me with things like this.
Mm-hmm.
You never call me with things like this. Why don't you call me with things like this, Brian?
I don't do this anymore, really. But back when I did, I would always go to people like you. Because people. I didn't report the same way
but
you
it's also
said.
Not my business. Like, my my reporting business is on camera, on TV, at a game. What's happening at that game? I am not. So when I have anything that's NBA related, I always call her first.
I've never
been, hey, here's what I'm hearing. You guys figure it out.
And that's part of it. It's like there's a different, like, I was never breaking news. And not only have I never, like, I don't like.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Like it's work. The most stressful.
I would never
like what. I don't like what Ramona does.
How do you do it, Momo?
Mason
would love the fame that comes.
I would not.
Mason would love. Mason would love being on the corner of Madison Square Garden.
I would not want the pressure.
Okay, wait.
Momo, you and I once did a story together.
We did.
But it was
you didn't sleep for a week.
I could not sleep for a week.
Right, you would love what Steve wants is the ability to know things that other people don't.
No, and he would want the Penn Station, Madison Square Garden, Woe just talking to Ramona saying, people are recognizing me, I gotta go. That's what Mason wants.
No, I could hear it.
Yeah.
Like, I could hear them. Yeah. Like, people were saying, I was like, you're getting recognized. Huh?
Yeah,
like, I mean, it was.
But here's the thing. God, you know,
the newsbreaker business, no thanks.
What Woj does and what Schefter does.
And what Ramona does.
Not as much as Woj,
but everybody. It's got to be so much pressure
exhausting.
To get the thing first. And then I would always be nervous that I get it and then I put it out and then somehow it's not right and then I'm nervous about the news that I put out.
Yeah.
Even if somebody tells you something 100% stone cold, this is what's happening, you're still
nervous.
You're typing the words, you're still nervous.
Yeah, I
also because news can change, context can change, but I was always asking people, I tell me about this thing that happened. Tell me about why did this work out this way. It's a whole different, so like if I ever had stuff like the weirdest thing that once happened to me was an athlete's ex, or one, I guess either almost ex-wife or trying to be ex-wife, sent me a gigantic packet of stuff.
Really?
That this guy, I don't know why. I don't know
a
why.
A packet of stuff like incriminating stuff?
Kind of like, you know.
Shady stuff? Sketchy stuff?
Basically like things that she would use in a divorce.
Oh.
And I had zero idea what to do with it.
Give it to Ramona.
Essentially nothing is the
why didn't
the
you call me?
Yeah, you should have called Ramona.
I'll ask you. I mean, you can tell me if you really.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's true. Sometimes stuff is like really gross. Yeah.
We're gonna have a big conversation.
I don't
want to
get into this guy's domestic dispute.
But to your point, Ramona, I had lunch with a buddy of mine who works at a different place, and we were slinging stories about sports and broadcasting, and all of a sudden I realized. Thankfully, there was no one around us that you like. It was like a mom with some kids or whatever. But I looked at him and I said, "We should probably lower our tone just a little bit."
Like honestly, like every single. I mean, I meet with coaches and executives all the time, and you try to go to like really nondescript places.
Yeah.
And like, here's a. How do I change the names here? Okay. Like
Flevin Barrance.
Like. There's a couple spots that I know near the practice facilities of each of our local teams that will like take care of it, right? They'll give us a table in the back. They'll
Somebody
go on
slides
the side.
Trying to speak easy.
There was a place by the Laker facility that I went to, and I was like, "Hey, can we have that booth outside where there's no other tables?" Mm-hmm. You know, like because people are, like it's like real. Like you kind of have to be very
Spycraft.
Aware of who's around.
So you know, when I do most of my calls is when I call Momo all the time. I'm always hiking.
Yes,
because I know there's
no one
I'm
around.
On a trail by myself.
Yeah.
No one is. That's when I usually call people
that's
for
smart.
That stuff.
And then here's the other one. Okay, like this one I can name names.
Yeah.
I was doing an interview with Kobe, and it was like this. We were going to have a long
Bryant.
Interview. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no. Kobe Altman. I mean, yeah. What?
Yeah. This is why I'm only here.
Kobe Carl.
No. Like, just for clarity.
It was his last year, and we were going to do one last big story.
Right.
And it was I wanted to pick a city where he was not going to go out or do anything. He didn't have any other. So we settled on like Memphis, mm-hmm. and he was mostly going to be in the hotel. And I got lucky, and then it was a super rainy day, so there was, even if he had wanted to go someplace, he wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Okay, we pick but I don't know any restaurant there,
right.
So I had to call and I had to say, hey, listen, I need a table, and I'm going to be there with somebody who's fairly famous, and I just need to have some privacy. Can you arrange that?
Yeah.
And the guy was kind of like asking me who it was.
Right.
And I was like, no, this is not the right place. Like, I can't tell you who it is. If I tell you who it is, you're going to tip people off, and
right.
then there's
right,
going to be a
right.
crowd
and
of people outside.
It's a
right.
thing.
Like,
yeah.
the
it,
best
right,
restaurants
the
are
asked,
like,
yeah.
okay, yeah. ma'am, no problem. I can handle that.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, this is the right place.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
did you find a place in Memphis? Like
yeah,
that?
Actually, I did.
Yeah, famous yeah. people have. I mean, this is
it's a hard life for them. I'm not famous like
it's
that.
It's a weird yeah. life, right? So, I had dinner I'm gonna heavy name drop here.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
With
Cranston,
Colin Farrell, oh. and Bryan Cranston.
Oh, there you
hey.
Go.
And the weird thing was, we were at a table, and they made sure they were facing their backs.
Yeah,
they had to
correct,
have their
yeah.
backs
to
the
yeah.
to the door,
that's
so
right.
that nobody really noticed. They still noticed, but
yeah.
noticed who they are.
Yeah.
But I actually have some sympathy. Not sympathy.
I do too.
Empathy.
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 Yeah.
That sucks. Like, you can't go anywhere without always worrying. Like, I only know what it feels like when I'm with them for like the 20 or 30 minutes it's going to take to do the interview.
Yeah. Right.
Or an hour or whatever.
What
it
I
is,
think
you know?
Is weirder too, it's like you guys, like, you're protecting information. The stuff that's always been strange to me is like, when you have you're doing a long form interview
yeah.
with somebody, you spend hours with them.
Yeah.
Or like you go to dinner with somebody, you sit down, and you start to sort of see who the people are as people
yeah.
most of the time. It's actually really great, like
yeah.
But every once in a while you learn things about people that are just like, gosh, like, this guy's either, you know, this person, you know, really kind of sucks, they're
yeah.
weird as all get out, they have some strange beliefs that I can't talk about it,
right,
but
sure.
like, wow, this person is odd.
On that note,
yeah,
I want to
you
want to
know the story.
Yeah, no, first I want to ask you guys a question. Legit question.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got a big weekend. I'm going to the USC game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow,
to
game big game,
Sunday.
Washington State.
Yeah, Washington State.
The Cougars wow. are good.
Legit, I said I would not lay the 13. I would not lay the 13 and a half.
I wouldn't either. I would be cautious and just watch the game.
What is the percentage chance that I come in Monday 2-0?
I would say probably like 65%.
Yeah, everybody's right
in that
zone.
65 to 75%.
What do you think, Boma?
2-0. I think USC is going to win.
Yep.
I don't know about the Rams. I'm
yeah,
worried
that,
about their
that,
offensive
the
Rams
line.
Are
the
a big
Rams
portion.
Is the tough
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
I'm oddly comfortable with
I
that
am.
Game.
I actually think the Rams are going to win that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laura right. says to break.
Laura says to break, so that's what we will do.
All
I,
right.
I need some stories. I got to
yeah.
get some stories.
Yeah, yeah. We only got 2 minutes.
Was that a good tease?
Yeah, it was a great tease.
Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. They always bring you super crosstalk here. Coming up next for you is Shadano with Momo. We're back. Ireland's back from Vegas. Me and Ireland Monday at 1 o'clock with the football weekend in the books. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.